It must also assume that many patients pray for their own health, 43% of Americans, according to a 2004 study. Should more mundane issues be established first? Harold Koenig, a colleague and friend of the late David B. Larson, has suggested that researchers begin more simply with questions like, do patients who have a chaplain visit before surgery do better after surgery? Or, if a doctor takes a spiritual history of patients along with their medical history and supports their religious beliefs, will it make a difference in medical outcomes? Should we assume that the patient thinks that survival is the best outcome in all cases? The American Heart Journal editors who criticized the STEP study design pointed out that many traditional prayers for the sick ask for an easy death if that is the best outcome. Heart surgery patients are usually mid to late life adults who might anticipate considerable suffering if they do survive, which complicates the question of prayer outcomes in the field of cardiac surgery, currently the most popular field for prayer study. If, for example, the chosen field had been circumcision of healthy male infants, this question would not likely arise. How can prayer studies accommodate ethical requirements for both informed consent and avoidance of undue anxiety? Harris and colleagues simply did not tell patients about the extra intercessors and obtained a good result. Some STEP patients were informed but told to conceal the fact, presumably to prevent any change in caregivers' behavior or judgment, but these patients experienced a statistically worse outcome. Protocols for prayer studies must find a way to recruit patients in a transparent way without invoking a nocebo effect. It must be emphasized that the STEP study did not show that prayer by loved ones was irrelevant or harmful because, as we have seen, the researchers' prayer teams did not know the patients they were praying for. In any event, there are grounds for believing that the study design itself introduced a nocebo effect that loved ones' prayers would not likely create. Some, of course, argue that prayer should not be studied at all because it represents bad science, poor medical care, and it trivializes religion, or it amounts to prying into God's business or trying to control God, or science is not equipped to explore these issues. However, there is no easy way to tell, apart from actual research, what might trivialize religion, what business belongs exclusively to God, or what science is equipped to explore.